Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
It's your girl, Jazz, from The Way with Jazz and Tay. And also your girl,
Shantae, from The Way with Jazz and Tay.
That was weird.
I'm the Tay.
Right. I was like, I've never done that before.
Coffee is kicking in.
You know, I haven't had any coffee. This is my natural coffee, crack cocaine.
Sure it is.
I'm just high off of life, buddy.
Oh, look at you.
Wink. Just kidding. No, for real, though. But welcome to another episode, you guys. It's officially the last Thursday in February, which means that the end of Black History Month is right around the corner. Oh, sad. I know. But this week's episode is based all around Black Lives Matter, Black History Month, what we've learned, how we've, you know, how we've participated in it ourselves. And we're also going to be testing ourselves on some of our knowledge. So kind of like a big monthly recap of the month of Black History Month, I guess you could say. What else are we talking about today?
So also today, you can expect weekly recaps as usual. We're also going to play a riveting game of Heads Up, Black Excellence, of course. Let's see if we can get better than the first time.
Nervous about that one.
I don't want to embarrass myself
right
again.
And
then we're going
to do you think there's a lot of pressure under that for you?
No.
Oh,
not
that
it's personal pressure. Right.
It's more of a personal pressure. It's
okay, there we go.
It's one of those things to where it's like, you know, there's certain things that the last time we played, we should have known. You know, it's just that kind of thing. To where
like
it's just
the writer of The Raisin in the Sun.
You feel me?
For me, I was like, dang,
that's
Shantae, I feel like you should have known.
But
that.
It's
you
like know? Kind of like, okay, everyone says they're good at Jeopardy or whatever, right? And then once you're on the show,
until
and then
they
you
get
just,
on Jeopardy,
you freeze.
Right.
And you're like, it's just, it's a pressure thing, so... Doesn't necessarily
Jeopardy?
Mean you don't know. I don't know.
I could never do. We were watching Jeopardy
the other night.
Day, and I was like, I don't even understand the question.
Anything. I was like, so wait, what are they trying to guess right
That's
now?
Because you have to watch the kids' version. You know,
right.
Like the teen version,
the
teen Jeopardy. Yo, I kill it at teen Jeopardy.
I need the ones where he's like giving clues about like Megan Thee Stallion songs.
Yeah.
I can answer those.
No, this one was like, I don't know. They had like some type of like scientific stuff going on. I don't know. They were like in the bottom, you know, it was literally the last category.
It was definitely riddles.
Yeah.
It,
nobody knew.
Like, that's great.
Nobody
what is
knew.
The category even? Yeah. But we're also going to do our review of the weeks. We're going to review the most recent episode of The Bachelor.
Yes.
And we're all, Jasmine's going to review I Care About, whoa. It's going to review a show called I Care A Lot. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to review two movies, one called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and the other called Bessie.
Yes.
And then we're going to get into our hot topic and tell you guys what we learned this Black History Month. And let me tell you, personally, I've learned a whole lot.
It's been a busy month. It really has been.
Yeah, it's been the longest, shortest month ever.
Longest, shortest month ever. Yep. Totally.
But what have you been up to since the last time we've been on air?
So again, as you guys know, COVID is still alive and well in the state of Washington. There's still not a lot going on. Things are slowly opening up again. But as far as excitement in my life, I got a new phone. Yay. Now, I'm very much a new phone out of necessity type of person. I don't just like to, oh, the new phone's out, let me go get it.
You're not a gadget girl.
I'm not one of those, no. My phone bill went up. Like, it almost doubled. And I was like, this is what we're not going to do, T-Mobile, today. So I had to go into the store to talk to them and be like, yo, why are y'all trying to rob me like this? And basically, what happened was that my, like... Yeah, my lease was like up. They tried to get me to pay off my phone in like the same bill. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Why don't I just keep making payments? Come to find out, homegirl could actually upgrade her phone and get a cheaper bill moving forward. So guess what I did? got a new phone. And she's white. I know, I'm so excited. The guy even took off my, I have this crazy sticker on the back of my phone that is like a, it's supposed to stick to my like hands-free device in my car. He was like, do you need this? I was like, if you can get it off for me. He popped it off with no problem, okay? So yeah, T-Mobile customer service. I think the guy's name was James. Thank you so much, James. You've made my entire life so much better. My phone is really cute. And then outside of that, my mom came over.
Hey, wait, go back a minute. Did you get James' number at all?
I mean,
he has James. Yours.
Yeah.
Do they do that? Can they do that? Do they like take your number?
No.
I'm just saying.
It's so funny that you say that because they're not supposed to do that. Technically, they're not supposed to do that. But I will say this. When I was in high school, I was like 17 or so. I went to prom and I had to get a new phone like the next day or something. And so I go in to this T-Mobile store. I'm sorry. It was Sprint at this time. Still in like my full prom makeup and hair from like the night before. You know, just how you do it.
Full prom.
And my mom, like, I was in there to go get a new phone, and there's this whole process where you have to get everything, like, transferred over. My mom left me. She left me in Sprint with the guy behind the counter to, like, get my phone all transferred over and stuff because she had, you know, so many more other important things to do than stay with her daughter at the Sprint store, her teen daughter at the Sprint store. But homeboy was like flirting with me, talking to me, and like I don't really think I like registered what was happening until he like messaged me later on and was like, hey, this is so and so from Sprint, you know.
No.
Just making sure everything is okay.
Sure, he used that move.
Like super illegal.
And it's like, you know, especially taking the approach of like, oh, I'm just making sure that everything with the transfer went over, that you're liking your new phone.
Customer service at a new level, right?
So I remember this dude's name and everything, but I'm not going to blast him.
Dang.
And to be also just to like clarify, he was only like a year or two older than me. So it wasn't like a grown man working at a Sprint store doing this, but still unprofessional and inappropriate. So no, I did not get what's-his-face's number. Also, I don't think I would have because I was one taller than him. Two, he worked at T-Mobile.
The best,
anyways.
The best line of that, you'd be like, and we've been married for 5 years.
Right.
Greatest first date ever.
I am a wee.
That'd be awesome.
But yes, outside of that, all also. Right.
That's good.
We have like hundreds and hundreds of plastic bags at our house. Because I don't even know why. We just
now we're talking the grocery bags, right?
Yes, the grocery bags. Mm-hmm. And I feel terrible about just like getting rid of them and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, where are you supposed to take them?
Right. So my mom, back in the day, had developed, like, she learned this hack where you could crochet these plastic bags into like reusable grocery bags and like totes and things. So we're going to have her turn our hundreds of plastic bags into these reusable type of like grocery bags so that one, we're not wasting them, and that two, we can have reusable grocery bags so that moving forward when we go grocery shopping, we're not picking up hundreds of more plastic bags.
You said crocheting?
Yeah, so you have to like cut. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, you cut the plastic bags in a certain way, and then you basically tie them like end to end into like and create a big ball of like plastic bag yarn essentially, and then you just crochet it from there. It's really, really cool.
Shout out.
Yeah,
well done, well played. Mom's got the thoughts.
And that's a one way to recycle them since they're so terrible to our planet.
Exactly, you guys. Like, I really highly recommend trying to reuse them as often as you can. Our garbage bags in our house are all plastic bags, except for like the big ones, of course, because we just try to use them rather than throw them away. All right, Shantae, what about your weekly recap?
I've got nothing again. Yeah, it's really just hard to come up with stuff to recap on when like
there's not a lot going on.
Nothing going on from week to week, and everything that I do within the week, I review in my reviews of the week. I'm watching a lot of television. But one thing I have been doing, I've been doing a ton of research in the past like day or so, really, to prepare for my move, because I am moving to Atlanta the second week of April. And I kind of like, I knew that it was going to cost a lot of money to move, but I don't think I understood the brevity of it. Like, it's really a lot. And like, wait. I'm ready for it because I've been saving.
Road trip?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Taking it on
trip.
The road.
Yes.
Yeah, show's so, going on the road.
Yes. I wasn't really like, I don't know. It's just, I knew it was going to be expensive. I've saved money and I'm ready for it. But I think it's just like that paper shock or like the tag shock. You're like, whoa, okay.
I really have to make a decision really and pull the trigger.
Yeah, like, I really have to pay all this money. I was just hoping that like I'd be on a plane and right. I could forget everything
Can I
else.
Just go? Can I just show up?
Yeah, like where is the teleportation at this point? But then the other thing is that I received my first letter from my sister who is in Air Force boot camp currently in San Antonio, Texas. And I just mentioned this because I wrote my first letter to her and it was funny to me because I wrote my letter essentially the same week that I received hers. And it's kind of like, we're going back in time. Like there's some type of time warp. So like there's information and stuff that I know because she calls my mom on her little weekly call. So my mom will be like, yeah, we talked to Amaya for a short time and this is what's happening. And so like I wrote my letter with all that in mind. I'm like, hey, I hope you're doing good. Stay strong, all this. And then I get her letter and it was literally written. She wrote two letters. One was written on the 5th of February. One was written on the 13th of February. And even within that week of her letters, like so much had changed. So like her tone even had changed. And then like I sent mine, like I didn't get the letter until this week. So like one that also goes to show how bad the snow was in Texas. And they were greatly affected because I was like not expecting the mail to be.
Everything was delayed. Late. Yeah.
My Amazon orders were late again. I know, right?
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Man, what do I pay for Prime for? Really?
That part is, that, I was that's paying the part for that Prime. Bothers me. I pay for Prime and my stuff always comes 2 to 3 days after I'm ordering it.
Oh, as
what is
F.
that?
Gosh, the inconvenience.
How dare they?
Such first world problems. Like, also, like, don't give us nice things so we don't get accustomed to them.
Right.
I'm joking.
We're spoiled.
But now let's get into our icebreaker. I'm ready to play Heads Up.
Me
Black
too.
Excellence.
All right.
I'm trying to drink as much of my coffee as I possibly
Girl,
can.
Girl, inhale
right
that.
I'm trying.
So as you guys all know, we kicked off Black History Month with a round of Heads Up Black Excellence. And both of us were not too happy with how we performed. So we decided to take the month to kind of mull it over, get our knowledge up, and reapproach it.
I mean, I'm just really hoping we get repeats from last time.
Right? And I'd be like, I know this one. Yeah. And I'm also hoping that, like, you know, maybe if it's people that, like, we don't necessarily know, we can try to give each other, like, obscure clues or something. Like, yeah. You know, we're able to pull it together. But let's see how much we've improved. So keep in mind, this is a collection of Black icons throughout history. So we've got
history.
The Obamas.
Like, that's broad. Like,
exactly.
Okay.
The Obamas, the Temptations, Madame C.J. Walker, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he's the astronomy dude. He's the star guy.
I want to meet him someday. He sounds
right.
Cool. He sounds cool.
I remember that.
Yes,
right.
This deck celebrates. She's like, no. This deck celebrates the game shakers, world changers, and rule breakers who helped shape today's culture. All right.
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Nah.
Okay. I guess I'll go first. I'm like, All right, you ready?
Mm, yes.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, so the long version of this name, Dick.
Richard.
Okay.
Prior.
If you're going
Richard around, Richard circles.
Okay, just
around.
Okay, and then what's a thing that grows out of the ground
grass,
and you get shade?
Weeds. Shade trees.
A big thing. Okay, so
Richard around the trees. Shade trees.
Yes, just take it. She's in a lot of Tyler Perry movies, and she's been getting bags lately. She was also in the
Viola
Bessie.
Davis.
No, she was in the Bessie movie. Tall, skinny.
Tika Sumpter.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
She is Quincy Jones. Ooh,
Rashida Jones.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I'll still give it to you.
She was the Secretary of State back when George Bush was the president.
Condoleezza Rice.
Yes. And I'm glad I got that right. She is Diana's daughter.
Tracee Ellis.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeezy.
Kanye West?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
Ooh, you
nice job. Me. I believe there were six in there. Yeah.
We picked up at the Richard Roundtree. Yeah. Who is that?
No idea.
He's the Shaft guy from the movie Shaft.
Oh, what?
Why did I think that was a Wayans?
See, no. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Pretty
you're
sure.
Like, yeah. Benny can't show us up.
I really thought that was a Wayans.
Oh,
yeah, I'm right. I'm right. Yeah, he starred in Derek Shaft in '71.
Antoine Fisher.
Okay. So, see, I thought I knew him, but I was like,
So, Derek Luke, I first became familiar with him because of another Tyler Perry movie. It was Madea Goes to Jail. And he's the one, he has this really big crying scene.
Oh, and he.
Yep, he's crying with the girl from The Cosby Show. What is her name? Anyways.
Not Claire Huxtable.
Yes, but the girl that plays whatever. Okay, so yes, I got
Felicia
six.
Rashad?
No, not Felicia no. Rashad.
The little girl.
Oh, Raven Rudy. Simone?
Rudy. No, Rudy.
Oh.
Play Rudy.
Oh my God.
Right? Exactly, it's killing me.
We're playing Heads Up all over again.
Right.
I'm trying to remember this girl.
Keisha Knight Pullum.
Yes, Keisha.
Wow. I was never going to guess that. I really wasn't. I was thinking Scar Jackson.
Round two.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Skip it. Okay. He's got a lazy eye. He's in all of those movies. He was in that one, like The General or something. Come on. Okay, skip it.
I was like, oh, Forest Whitaker.
He's a wife. Basketball player.
Gabrielle Union.
Thank you. Yes.
I was like,
okay, another basketball player way back in the day, around the same time as like Michael Jordan, but he has like an African sounding name or like a Middle Eastern sounding name.
As opposed to Michael Jordan.
Skip it. Oh, you love her, but it's not J-Lo. She's got a big old booty and a baby.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes. He just got in a huge car accident. Golfer.
Tiger Woods.
Yes. Please don't tease. You got to try a little tenderness. Who sings that song?
Yeah, that was rough.
Tough.
Yeah, that was. I was like, okay.
So I think five, four or five. Yeah.
Oh, Debbie Allen.
So Debbie Allen, I know the
she's
name.
She's a dancer. She's a choreographer. She did Fame. Mm-hmm. She's done all kinds of stuff.
So I know that she's a dancer, but I don't think I could have gotten you to like what she's been in and a part
have
of.
Have you seen Fame?
Yeah, but.
You should have just said well-known African-American dancer who was in Fame because I
don't
know
think
who Debbie Allen is.
But I don't think I knew that she was like in Fame like that. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I know who she is. Mainly because of So You Think You Can Dance, then turn my mom being super into this kind of stuff and being like, you don't know who Debbie Allen is?
Oh, did you give her Forest Whitaker?
Yes.
Because she did
yes,
get him.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
After the fact.
Anthony Mackie, it was like as soon as I said pass, I knew who he was.
Okay.
But he's the guy that's in like the Avengers movies. That's the
he's Eagle Eye. Supposedly supposed to also be
not Eagle Eye
Captain America.
The other one. Eagle Eye's the
Hawkeye.
Falcon.
Oh shoot. Falcon, that one. But yes,
he's supposed to be the next Captain America. Mm-hmm. He's also in that weird movie that Latia made us watch with Kerry Washington, where he's like a male prostitute.
Oh.
You just seem to have forgotten that one.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's what I don't know much about him.
You said African name, I think. And I was like, oh, Dikembe Mutombo, because that has more of
that.
Because that has more of an African. He also played basketball during Michael Jordan during the 90s.
I was thinking Dennis Rodman, and I was like, he doesn't have a weird sounding name.
Sports winners.
After these first two rounds for the both of us, I don't think we're doing that great a job at redeeming ourselves.
I mean, you did good. I was doing amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do another
round.
Yeah, because I feel like I need another time.
We do.
Try.
Okay,
they were great. They were great late finishes, I think.
Yes.
Oh, this is a TV show that was on Disney with the Black fam.
The Proud Family? Yes.
Well, I'll give it to you.
I keep doing that. Oh, Fred Hampton was a part of this.
The Black Panthers.
Yes. He lived here and he's an amazing guitarist. I love him.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
Amen.
Skip it. I think I know that, but okay, so this is actually two men's names. He, also Childish Gambino, but also the old man from
Donald Glover.
Yes. he was like a kind of like a, he spoke a lot, and he put down Madam C.J. Walker in that movie that we watched.
Shoot.
Light-skinned man. Skip it then.
Yeah.
She sings doo-wop and one of your favorite love songs. She got in trouble for tax evasion and has a lot of kids with
Lauryn
the Marley.
Hill.
Yes. He was in a really bad car accident. He's a funny guy.
Kevin Hart.
No, it was Tracy Morgan. But actually, yeah, Kevin Hart also did get knocked up.
I'll give you half credit for that one. That one's good. I mean, come on. That can go both ways.
Tracy Morgan. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. 4.5, 5.5, I think is around that. Yeah.
Who is Parliament Funkadelic?
It's a group.
The Parliament Funkadelic?
Is it?
Yeah, they're all 70s.
It's like an old...
What kind of...
The Grand Funk?
If the dog chased the cat,
yeah.
What about the dog?
Oh,
the dog
okay.
Wow, wow,
yippee-o,
yippee-o, wow, yippee-o, yippee-o.
Yes.
Yippee-o, yippee-o.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wow, wow, yippee-o, yippee-o.
Yeah. My mama knows that.
So I knew it, but I was like, I don't think I'm right.
And how was I also, I don't think I would have gotten Parliament Funkadelic.
Like, that went down. An old name for royalty.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
That's what I was
this
like.
This is Parliament,
like,
you know.
Tethered fall, the sucker. Yeah.
This goes with Richard Roundtree. Got some shaft.
It's the voice. It's the...
I love that so much. Okay.
All right. This is the one.
Here we go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Oh, football player. Used to play for the Seahawks. He's retired now.
Marshawn Lynch.
No, the last name is a famous Asian dish. They eat it with everything.
Rice?
Okay.
Jerry Rice.
Yes! Audio dancing in September. No.
Oh.
The other one. The first black woman to go into space.
Oh, I know her name. I read about her recently.
One of my very best friends has the same name.
Mariah?
The other one.
Selma?
The other.
Macy.
Yes. Okay, skip it. Okay, the hair lady, so-and-so just put her down.
Walker.
Yep.
Ah, there's your thing.
All of these movies, Madea, Angry
Tyler Perry.
Yes. skip it. You better work. Cover Girl.
RuPaul.
Yes.
Ooh.
I Died, Biggie. The other one that's not Biggie.
That,
yes. Ah, skip it. I had 1 second. I was like, I died, but I'm not Biggie.
next time, if you hear, oh, Earth, Wind, and Fire, I was so like, Jimison.
I was like, no.
Okay, so on the Macy Jimison, for some reason, like her last name for me was what was sticking out, and I was thinking like Selma or like Gemma or something
understood.
Like that. And I was
and
it's funny because I also recently read about her.
Yep.
This guy that I went to college with, he's been doing like, highlighting a very important like African American person on his feed, and mm-hmm. he highlighted her, which is mm-hmm. why I was like, oh, I know who she is, but I don't remember her name.
So it's funny because seeing it on here as Macy Jemison kind of threw me off, because I know her as Dr. Mae Jemison.
Okay.
So Dr. Mae Jemison is like what clicks for me,
right?
But I gathered that from that.
And then for RuPaul, you can always just say
Sashay.
My name. Hey. Okay. You
I was like,
better
ah.
work.
Also, Jerry Rice, I'm glad that you got that. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if I was going to get you there.
I'm actually super impressed because Jerry didn't play for very long here in the local area for Seattle Seahawks, but he's a huge 49er from way back, you know, 80s and 90s.
Just I don't care about the 49ers.
I'm just telling you. So, like, I was impressed that you came up with that because we also had a really famous Seahawks, Sidney Rice, who played for us, and he's got a couple of wing stop places around here, I believe.
And Sidney
they're great
Rice
wings, by the way.
Fine.
Okay,
he is
well.
Fine. I've
guessed.
Seen him
we
around.
Know what Jazz is looking for?
You know,
fine.
It's interesting because when I went to the Nike headquarters last year, they have a Jerry Rice building. And so, like, I know you wouldn't have known that, but, like, if you had said he has a building in Nike headquarters,
I definitely
would
have guessed
it. He also, there's, like, a quote in there. Like, there's a lot of stuff about him in there. So I feel like I'd know. I don't know a lot, but if with the right like hints, I probably would have guessed Jerry Rice off top.
I also, isn't there this like really infamous Jerry Rice Popeyes commercial?
There is.
So yes, I forgot about this. There was this Popeyes commercial back in like 2017 where he's wearing like a football helmet.
Oh, and yeah.
And he has like a rotating chicken drumstick in front of his mouth on like the face mask. And it was supposed to be like a funny kind of like clip, but a lot of people didn't appreciate them using a black man in this way. And this, and the imagery of, with like dangling a fried chicken drumstick in front of your mouth. So yeah, that's another fun thing about Jerry Rice. If you guys want to look that up, he did do a Popeyes commercial that was not very well received.
It was a commercial in 2017, the Jerry Rice classic Cajun Wing Taste Mask is what it was.
There you go.
It
taste
was
mask.
A fried chicken helmet.
Yeah.
And it was a wing that was attached to the
and
face
like
mask, and it spun like a rotisserie.
That is hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
Imagine recording that.
I know, how embarrassing.
Keep a straight face. Yeah, exactly, right?
Well, I would say that we redeemed ours. Well, it was a mixture. There was a few gimmies in there.
I feel like I did better the first time around.
I feel like we had more historical figures the last round, whereas this one was a pretty good mix.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was more fair as far as like our generational knowledge goes, if that makes sense. But I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick 2 to 3 minute break before we jump into our review of the week. Stay tuned. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Studio 143, a spot where we can make our content our way.
With an identity rooted in community and culture, Studio 143 is a place where local and non-local creatives can fellowship and create.
While primarily an event space, Studio 143 has all the audio equipment you'll need.
Whatever the task may be, Studio 143's got you covered.
Learn more about the studio by visiting their Instagram at studio_143_primed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Place with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Kids are full of energy, but keeping them active in their teen years can be a challenge. Aim for an hour of physical activity every day. If they like sports, that's a great place to start. Keep the focus on fun, not winning, and encourage your child to do a variety of activities. If your child isn't meeting that 60-minute goal, gradually increase their activity in ways they enjoy. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey, y'all, it's your girls Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support thinking for yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we recapped our week. Somebody got a new phone.
Hey!
And I got nothing.
And I got a letter from your sister.
What did I have? Yeah, and I got a letter from my sister.
I'm dead.
Oh my gosh. And then we played a really, really, really fun game of Heads Up. We had to play two rounds because the first round was a little shaky.
You know?
However,
that's why we have an icebreaker, you know, it gets us warmed up.
I do really like that every time, even though we don't feel like we did well, I did learn more because I feel like it's going to stick with me now.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
And, like Abby Allen, Richard Roundtree.
We had a listener text in. About,
yes.
Okay.
So we did have a listener text in and clarify the whole Debbie Allen thing. So Debbie Allen, yes, she's a famous dancer from Fame, but she's also Felicia Rashad's sister.
Yes.
Well done. She was in Cosby Show, right?
Yes. Yes. Claire Huxtable.
See, it all makes sense. We're all connected.
Yes. But now let's get into our review of the week. As you guys know, if you were listening last week, we started reviewing The Blackchiller. And so today we're going to review the most recent episode, Hometown Visits. Essentially, normally what would happen if it wasn't in COVID times is that The Bachelor would go to each of the women's hometowns who were still left on the show. However, due to COVID, they had the families come to their resort / mansion. Which, honestly, if I were part of the family, that's a free little vacation.
Mm-hmm. Like,
absolutely. I'm on the way. Say less. So who we had on the hometown visits were Michelle, Bree, Rachel, and Serena P. And I don't know. The hometown visits were weird to me because
I agree.
I don't know. Like, the energy was off from
everybody.
Single one of the parents.
Yes.
Like, it didn't seem like any of the parents were really into the thought of their daughter, like, marrying this guy at the end of this show.
Yes, I completely agree.
Which is understandable to me.
100% understandable. Like,
I get it as a parent because parents just want to protect you. And, like, it's just very weird and unconventional. However, your daughter has been on this show now for, like, 8 weeks.
Yeah. It's been 2 months.
She's in the top four, which means he's very serious about her. And you're here. Like,
right.
It's the nature of the show. So for me, it was just kind of like, everybody needs to get on board because I feel like they're doing a lot of, like, for instance, with Serena P's family, it was like, we came here and they low-key wrecked her mind. Like,
From the jump.
I, like, low-key resonate with Serena P because she is in her head a lot. And she's she lets her whatever is going on in her head get in the way of what she's doing. And you could tell that throughout the entire show she was doing that, like, just overthinking everything.
I'm glad that you said that because that's how I felt after that whole, like,
yoga
thing. Yes, you could tell that, like, she was kind of uncomfortable about it. And just, like, even when she was talking to Matt about it and like, how, you know, I don't really think that was for me. You could tell she was kind of, like, awkward or uncomfortable or just like, I hope that's okay with you. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Like, I definitely know she probably was, like, not trying to be like, I hated that,
yes.
but she did not enjoy
yes.
it. So she had to find a nice way to say it. And Matt clearly enjoyed it. So it was like,
he very much,
how do I, like,
that.
Rain on his parade?
Yeah.
Even though he liked it. And, like, so, like, after that, you could tell that she's the type that does that.
Well,
she's in her head and everything.
And she even said, you know, I just like to take things slow. You know, I'm not usually quick to do this and that and the other. And it's like,
why are you on the show?
This is quick. Y'all are supposed to get married and, like, engaged at the end of this.
I truly feel like with Serena P, she just happened to fall through the cracks. You know what I mean? I don't feel like he intended on having her make it to the bottom four. He just made some other bad moves and send-homes along the way.
Yeah.
And ended up with her.
And honestly, it's kind of true because he even said, okay, so everything crumbles down. Serena P leaves on her own volition because her parents came in and got in her head.
And they were like, you don't even like him.
And she was like, I don't think I really do like him. Do I like him?
No, I don't.
And then decides to go home. And he said before she left, he was like, you know, I gave you all those one-on-ones because I wanted to show you what I saw could happen or be between us. So I was really trying to, like, validate you in that, like, get you to see that. And I was like, dude, you wasted a bunch of one-on-ones.
You know what?
Those could have gone to Brie.
Yo, that makes so much more sense though, because, like, with kind of what we were saying too about Matt, we don't really know where Matt's head is at. He's not really great about letting these girls know. Like, we don't know really how he's feeling.
Right.
And him saying that about Serena, I can understand that more of just, like, he can sense that she's in her head about it or unsure. So he's like, hey, I'm feeling you, girl. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn more about you. You can learn more about me. And still, that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it was a waste of one-on-ones. It just probably really gave them both what they needed
to know about each other.
Probably after the tantric yoga, he should have sent her home.
That part. I do agree there. I agree.
Because I feel like that was telling. And like, because they were both not on the same page,
yep.
and her uncomfortability was just kind of like, really, they weren't matching
at all.
And it seemed to bother him. And I really did think he was going to send her home because of that. Like, it would have been dumb, but I also think that, like, we wouldn't be at hometowns and you have a girl walk away from you. Like,
thank you.
I also don't think he meant to send her home. So that means that somebody else who's left was supposed to go home this week. And that sucks to know.
Michelle.
Girl, don't talk about Michelle like that. Don't talk about Miss Young. That's my cousin, probably.
Maybe. Most likely.
Most likely. Like, Minnesota, Kentucky, they're close.
Here's
like, that could be a thing.
Here's the thing.
Not really, but closer than here.
With Serena P gone, all that leaves is Bree, Rachel, and Michelle.
Yes.
And yes, so Michelle was a girl that came in, like, halfway through in a group of, like, five. Mm-hmm. And she's the only one now that's left. So, obviously, see, there's a connection there. You're in the top three, okay?
Yeah.
However, I see how he is with, like, Bree and Rachel, and I feel like that connection there is a little bit more, like, deeper. I don't doubt that they have a connection at all. I do truly see that and, like, believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like with Rachel and Bree, the upper hand is that they've been there longer.
I was gonna say a time thing.
And I truly do feel like between Bria and Rachel, he has the stronger connection with Rachel versus Michelle.
Ooh.
So if it's gonna be, you know, one of the new girls and one of the old girls, I'd say Michelle and Rachel. But I really truly do believe Michelle's going to be the one to go home next. I think the bottom two is going to be Bree and Rachel.
Yeah, I'm holding out for Bree or Michelle at the end of this all, but like, I know it's going to Rachel and yep, I'm already over it.
We're all pretty sure it's going to Rachel. We'll dive into that next.
Rachel, we don't like you.
Right, we'll dive into that.
Generally, the public doesn't like you. We don't want you for Matt. Sucks for the first Black Bachelor.
Putting some shade.
No, Benny, you don't understand.
There's a lot of controversy surrounding her.
For time's sake, we'll save that for next week. But,
starting Rachel, with, she's racist. That's it. That's point blank, period. Yeah, so we can get into that when we have more time.
For one that hasn't really seen too much of the show, wasn't there a skydiving scene?
Oh my God, yes! So I wanted to actually touch on that.
I saw this pop up.
Yes, so Matt went on his like hometown date with Rachel,
right?
That's racist, that we don't like.
Yeah.
And she's a little bit of like a daredevil or adventurer, whatever, you know? So she likes to do things like skydiving.
Yeah.
And Matt was like, okay, let's do it. Homegirl had a very rough landing.
Like,
and it was
well,
hilarious because Matt
landed
was like,
first, I believe.
Yes. And he was like, oh, this is great.
What's up,
landing
babe?
Was smooth. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, awesome. And then Rachel comes and just smacks the ground.
Hard.
Like, okay, it's a tandem situation. So it's Matt with an instructor a parachuter, and then it flips for Rachel. There's someone, it's tandem. So
exactly.
That gentleman who was flying or containing the driving
the parachute, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Literally crashed. I mean, it was impressive to say the least. And from the view looking, you know, down looking up, oh man, they hit hard.
Yeah.
Well,
they hit so hard.
I wasn't like, the only reason why I'm laughing is because they really had this girl like go straight to an interview after like falling. Her hair's a mess.
Yeah.
She's got like grass in it.
But she's okay. She's fine.
Yeah, she's okay.
It was a hard landing.
We were like, can somebody like brush her? Like, can
we just help
like,
her?
Can someone just brush
off?
Her? Because,
literally, like, she's like, okay, get up off the ground.
Ate it. And like, does she have a concussion? Right. Where's the medic?
Come
like,
give
they
an
literally
interview.
Were like, let's do a confessional next. I was like, what? I don't even know my name right now.
She's still picking grass out of her teeth, talking about,
like,
I had so much
fun.
They
gave her no time.
That's great. And let's do it again.
And like sitting there, like I was like, if I were her, like I'm looking at her and I was like, it's good that she's okay. And like, we're past that part. Like, she's like, I'm good. You know, I'm up. I think I'm okay. But like, you could tell that she was so embarrassed because it was like, like I picked this day
and she was having fun. But that's not her fault, you know.
It wasn't, but like just kind of one of those things. Like,
and I will
say this. She was just sitting there like this because Matt's like, I just was like so worried, babe. And she's like, I'm fine, really. Like,
and and he had this corny little moment of just like, you know, I really, you know, when there's this instance of like someone you really care about maybe being hurt, you know, I just
really bad.
It really puts it into perspective.
Like I might lose you. And I was like, she had to almost die for you to realize that you like her. Like, Matt, come on. I don't like this kid. I really don't. Like, they could have picked anybody else.
But moving on.
Jazz's impression was really good.
Oh my God. So seriously, like, you know, like
that's really what he sounds like.
But your tone was really good.
Yeah. That's really what he sounded like.
In other news, so I'm going to break this up a little bit because what I watched was this movie and it's not Black History Month friendly. So I'm just going to get it in there so we can get over it and get out of there. Okay. It's called I Care a Lot. It's on Netflix. And it's a story basically about a lady who she scams the elderly into her care and then like stacks their money that way. So convinces judges that these elderly people can no longer care for themselves.
Oh.
So now she's basically like their conservator. Yep. Excuse me, Britney Spears.
Uh-huh.
She's basically like their conservator and then ends up like selling all their stuff and stacks up her money that way. Okay.
Mm.
But ultimately she ends up messing with the wrong one. All right. So that's like the premise of the story. Actors in it. It's got Peter Dinklage, which we all know from Game of Thrones. It has Rosamund Pike, which we all know from Gone Girl. And if you guys have seen that movie, she's an amazing actress. OK. And then we've also got Diane Wiest, who I know from Edward Scissorhands. But she's also, I think, what's her name? Like Miss Penny or something in the 007 movies. I could be completely wrong. But it definitely has some notable faces and names, and they all played the heck out of their roles. They did a very, very good job, okay? I am somebody who, if I put a movie on late at night, I'm probably falling asleep, you know? I'm not good at putting on a movie and watching it through and through. I put this movie on Sunday night at 10:30, and I watched the entire film. I did not fall asleep. I tried. I was like, I have to go to sleep. Something happened. I'm rolling back over and I'm just in the screen like, what is going on? Thank you. No, Benny, that applause literally means everything because I fell asleep even watching The Bachelor. Okay.
I mean, it's snoozeworthy. We know who's going to win.
But I will definitely say your emotions are going to be all over the place. You're going to experience a lot of anger. I felt like. But there are a lot of surprises and twists and turns to keep you on your toes. So it's definitely worth it for that sense. And I will say that as far as persons of color in the film, I only counted like two. One of them is a Latina woman who actually happens to be the partner of the main lady. So she's got a pretty prominent role. And then there was a judge, a black judge. So shouts out to the black judge.
Okay.
But he also only had like maybe 10 lines. So they could have done better unless it was specifically written that way, which the story didn't seem like it needed to be specifically written around white people. So just you guys could have done better in that aspect.
We need more representation.
Yeah. It was a really great story and movie, though. Like, definitely check it out. You would love it. I want you to watch it.
It kind of sounds like A Fall from Grace.
Ooh.
That Tyler Perry movie.
Okay.
Or A Fall for Rachel.
That was funny. Stop.
Like, I don't even mean to, like, I don't even know, like, I don't even I'm mean only, to laugh at her pain.
I'm just laughing at the whole, like,
situation.
Yes, the situation. You hit she hard and then you went straight to a confessional.
She kind of deserved it.
Her
a little
hair
bit.
Was
I'm
a
sorry.
Mess.
It was, yeah. And then like Matt's reaction, just everything about that whole moment. So for me, my two movies are centered around Black History Month, actually this year. And I'm going to touch on this in our hot topic. I learned a lot about the Harlem Renaissance.
Mm.
And through the Harlem Renaissance, I learned about Ma Rainey, who is known as the mother of the blues, and Bessie Smith, who is considered the empress of the blues. And actually Ma Rainey was kind of a mentor to Bessie when she was getting her start in music. So, what I watched this weekend was Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which is was featuring Viola Davis. It was also the very last film that Chadwick Boseman was in before he passed away. And it is a playwright that is based off of an August Wilson play. He's also an influential African-American playwright. So just kind of like Black excellence all the way around. However, going into the movie, we did not know any of that information. So we're thinking that it is a biopic on Ma Rainey's life. What we got was almost Malcolm and Marie-esque. It was literally an hour and a half long movie set in the exact same place the entire time. And from start to finish, it was just a hot mess. Like, it started off with like Ma Rainey was late for a recording session in like Chicago in the 20s. And if you know anything about like the 20s and 30s, African Americans didn't really like have many privileges. So like the recording people were like already through with her, and they're like, after this record, we'll never work with her again if she's late. So it starts off, she's late, she gets in a car accident, she's later, and then like it ends on a complete plot twist you do not see coming.
And literally, but we're thinking about the car accident the whole time, because we're like, is this going to come back?
Right, we're like, what? Something with that car accident is going to come back. Like, at one point, the police get involved and like Ma Rainey walks away scot-free, which as a Black person, we thought she was going to jail that day. And that's, I was like, that's going to come back to bite her in the butt. And what actually ends up happening at the end of this movie is not anything I could have ever guessed. And for that, I'm giving it the way. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 98%. And I actually, like, I really didn't think I was gonna like this movie, because I was like, we really spent an hour and a half in the same exact location, just bickering with each other. Again, Malcolm and Marie-esque.
I was just gonna say that. I was like, it's just like that.
Like, Malcolm and Marie-esque. But I really did like the way it ended up and the story that it was trying to tell. The second movie I watched was called Bessie, which was about Bessie Smith's life, and it was actually her life story. It starred Queen Latifah as Bessie. It also had Tika Sumpter in it, Mike Epps, and Michael K. Williams, all amazing actors and actresses. The cast was awesome. The movie was amazing from beginning to end. I really, really appreciated it, learning about her life story from like inception to almost the end, because there was a lot that was happening in her life that I just had so many questions about. Bessie was on the rise in around the 20s, and she wasn't a conventional woman. She did what she want, when she want, and you weren't going to tell her about it, and you weren't going to talk to her crazy either, which I resonate with. But what we learned also is that she was a bisexual woman who was just like living her life how she pleased. And so when we first are introduced to her, she's with a woman.
No,
and
she's then, with a man in the alley, remember?
Yes, she's in an alley with a man. And then the next scene, she's with a woman who she seems to be in a relationship with. And then in another scene, some gentleman caller who ends up being her husband, who was trash, just walks into her hotel room and like, basically lays out what he could offer her and is like, marry me. And they got married. It was the most toxic and dysfunctional marriage you can think of. But Bessie had her husband. Bessie had her girl still. And they were all living together and like going places together. And then she starts, you know, bumping uglies with her bootlegger, who's a man. And I'm just like, this is the 1920s. Not to mention that she is an African American woman in the 20s, but also the fact that like she's openly just like sexually fluid was crazy to me. And I kept bringing that up because it seemed like there was a lot of that happening in the 20s. And I don't know if it was just like behind closed doors and in their own privacy, but the way the movie told it, it did not seem like anybody was like hiding anything about anything. I definitely recommend it. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 90%. I just think that both of the movies give so much like history. And Ma Rainey also appears in this Bessie film. So like that gives you even more like information about Ma Rainey, who
helped shape Bessie,
but also was
a lesbian woman.
I think she was bisexual as well, because I'm pretty sure she was married, but like she actually was arrested in the 20s for having like an orgy with a bunch of her chorus dance, like her line dancers. So like I don't know, and she used to dress up in like pantsuits and like top hats. Like they were just doing whatever they want, and I just think that they were trailblazers for their times. Like it just to me was like, what was going on, because I don't think any of that was like
conventional or
conventional
allowed.
Accepted. The time. Like, you could go to jail for any of those things. But yeah, so those are my reviews of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and Bessie. And now we're going to hop into another quick 2 to 3 minute break so that we can cover our hot topic.
Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey, y'all, it's your girls Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
We all make promises, big and small.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear
to help you when you're in need.
To be considerate and caring. To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
Colleague.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Studio 143, a spot where we can make our content our way.
With an identity rooted in community and culture, Studio 143 is a place where local and non-local creatives can fellowship and create.
While primarily an event space, Studio 143 has all the audio equipment you'll need.
Whatever the task may be, Studio 143's got you covered.
Learn more about the studio by visiting their Instagram at studio_143_primed.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did our review of The Blackshiller. We also reviewed I Care a Lot, which is on Netflix if you want to watch it. Bessie, and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Yes.
And
really quickly, I say another good show to watch that we didn't touch on was HBO has a documentary about the Apollo Theater in New York. We watched that one as well. Definitely watch that if you want to talk about more about like the Harlem Renaissance and the history behind that. So that's on HBO, and I think it's called Showtime at the Apollo, or just look up Apollo, you'll find it. But overall, we really wanted to kind of just like touch on some high notes of things that we were involved with this month to celebrate Black History Month. Outside of what we've personally been doing, we were involved with Rainier Avenue Radio, and we were able to conduct interviews of our Seattle history makers. So, like, I got to speak with Elmer Dixon, who helped found the Seattle chapter of the Black Panther Party, spoke to Eddie Rye Jr., whom we've talked briefly about, who also has a show on KKNW.
Yeah, Urban Forum Northwest. Yep, Thursdays from 2 to 3, so today, later on.
Yay! Hey. And then also Don Mason, who was one of our first African-American House of Representatives to be elected in the state of Washington. So definitely impactful as far as the Pacific Northwest goes. And that was something that was important to me because overall, I feel like Black history is kind of broad you know what I mean? So learning about people that impacted where I grew up and the areas and spaces, you know, that I frequent, that opened up my eyes and I appreciated that. Lastly for me, there's this book that I've been reading. It's by Alice Walker, who wrote The Color Purple, and it's called The Third Life of Grange Copeland. I definitely recommend it. It's not as well known, of course, as The Color Purple, but it's a great read. It obviously talks about the struggles of Black people in America. But this was actually her very first novel that she wrote. So definitely check it out if you want to see and read a great story by a Black author.
I think maybe Jasmine and I should try to do like a live so that we can touch more on these hot topics. But because I'm not going to really have time to talk about anything that I did. I did a lot this Black History Month, specifically through my work. So I learned a lot of things, specifically with the Harlem Renaissance. But that is going to be our show today because we only have a minute left. I would say overall, Black History Month is the way, and
absolutely
the whole
the way.
Show really the way. Check all of this stuff out and definitely do your research.
Matt on The Bachelor is not the way, though. I'm just saying that.
Yeah,
I have to throw that
really
out
like
there.
Yeah, I like him. Do better with the casting, like for real. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.